Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Data Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And Steve Kalaszewski.
Oh, hello.
Well, we just want to apologize to our previous program. We just got carried away talking about World War III. If you missed that, you got to get it. Because some of the things that was being said at the summit in Fort Mills, South Carolina, by Rick Joyner was, we're already in World War III. It's an economic war. Yeah. And so we didn't get a chance to get to this program. We will be able to get to it. That Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu responds to the comments of the White House staff and saying name calling and to the Prime Minister, believe it or not, but it's ridicule. It's part of Saul Alinsky's methodologies, which reports are that our president taught Saul Alinsky's methodology for organizing for 4 years. He worked in the lineage of his organization and organized. That's why you hear people saying that the president's an organizer. Mm-hmm. And that's not negative or positive. That was his line of work, organizer. Mm-hmm. But when you hear him say the Middle East needs to be organized, you know, it's like, oh, you know. And, and then you read the book, Rules for Radicals, which talks about Saul Alinsky's techniques, and he dedicates it to Lucifer. But on the back of the cover, the Chicago Tribune is saying that not only back then Barack Obama, but also Hillary Clinton were students of Saul Alinsky. And then you find out Hillary Clinton wrote her thesis and her graduate papers on Saul Alinsky, and almost like in pittance to Saul Alinsky's reports are, so that because he wanted her to work for him, and she said, what I'll do is I'll write this whole thesis on it. And it's like, whoa. Based on their mentor, then that would mean then President Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, they're brothers and sisters. They are they walk in the same DNA of Saul Alinsky. And how I kind of feel what's going on in my spirit is that there is a 16-year plan being laid out. And the first 8 years of that was this polarization and this organizing the world and getting it into a place. And now that everybody's all, I mean, think about how quickly this world has been wrapped up in such a intense. I mean, our president's staff is name calling the prime minister of Israel. I mean, calling him chicken poop and obtuse and terrible names. But that's part of ridicule. That's actually the fifth part of Alinsky tactics, and it's called ridicule. And I think it's up here somewhere. I don't want to see it pulled up in front of me. Here it is. Yeah, and we have all this available to you on the VFN Torch, but it's called, it's the fifth tactic of Alinsky's 13 Rules for Radicals. And it says, ridicule is man's most potent weapon. I mean, you think about it. I mean, this has been proven because Pat used it on Chris when they were growing up.
Oh, I remember that.
I mean, how many? I mean, it's and it's not like Saul Alinsky invented this. It's Saul Alinsky acknowledged in his book on the very front cover, or the very he dedicated it to the first one that used these tactics. It was done in the presence of God. Lucifer did it, and he dedicated the book to Lucifer, who did it. And what it is you don't have to think about it. I mean, if we just, it's our sin nature. It's our sin nature. It's going to that part of us. And, but ridicule, you got to begin to target, you got to begin to freeze your target, you got to identify your target, then you got to begin to ridicule your target, then you got to begin to organize around it, and then all of a sudden everybody's organizing and buying into this, and you name it, there's been 10,000 things, it's been, that's exaggerating, but it seems like just nonstop things that have happened, but now they're organizing around Israel, and they're ridiculing Israel. Which means there's a plan going on to organize the Middle East. And just like the Canadian Muslim that we had on just the other day that was talking about, I don't have her paperwork in front of me, so I can't tell you, but she was talking about how important it is to stand up to, I don't even see her on this right here.
Click on Radical Islam.
Radical Islam, yeah. Her name is...
Rahil Raza.
Rahil Raza, and she was saying that, because they asked her in this interview, we heard this interview on BFN TV, what do you think about this Islamic nations organizing or trying to take over Israel? Are you for that? And she's like, no. Mm-hmm. And she just jumped beyond that. She didn't even stay there. She says, they're trying to take over the West. They're trying to take their goal is hegemony, which means world rule. Mm-hmm. That's their goal. In the West, in America, it's not just Israel. It's America. It's Canada. It's they believe that they want to come in and bring in a caliphate, which means the Quran would be the way things work. And we even have a Sharia court proceeding that we may show you one day. And it's just, you know, instead of constitution and these laws, they have the Quran that they'll determine on how the things are going to operate.
Oh, wow.
You know, 30 lashes, 20 lashes, beheading, hanging, and all these different things. Oh. Cut this off, sew that back on. so she's just coming out and saying that this lady is, you know, she is a Canadian Muslim, and she says, this is all wrong. This thing, you know, most Muslims are silent right now. I mean, she's saying, these are barbarians. Mm-hmm. So, and the leader of this whole mindset is the Muslim Brotherhood. Mm-hmm. That's what she's saying. It's what we've been seeing as well. Which our leadership has partnered with. For some reason, they feel like that's the best thing to do. We don't know. I don't know why, but they do. According to Michelle Bachmann, you know, they've come in, Congressman Michelle Bachmann, and so we are partnering with, and organizing, and now ridiculing, the Prime Minister of Israel, which is part of it's the fifth tactic to the 13 tactics of Sololinsky, and we need to know these tactics because. First of all, you won't scream at your TV anymore. You won't think, are you losing your mind? You know, or you won't be corralled up like cattle. You'll understand what's going on because we shared the tactic, but then we say, you know, what is the biblical response? What is, that's the dark side. What's the light side? And it helps you go just, instead of just going, that's evil, that's evil, that's evil. We would say, okay, that's going on. I'm just going to do what God says do. And you'll find out people are looking for leadership. And if the church just begins to follow God's leadership, then they'll follow sanity. Because when the righteous rule, the people rejoice. Mm-hmm. But when evil men rule, the people grind their teeth, they say, the Lord God says. And so the president's staff are name-calling the prime minister. And you got to see, this is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's response now. Because what they're saying is that he will not respond to Iran, even though he says that if Iran gets nuclear weapons, then we're going to attack Iran. And they're just provoking them. They're saying like, yeah, they won't do it. They're just chicken poop. He said he won't do this kind of stuff. And it's like, you think, first of all, you think, are these grown men having this conversation? Secondly, you think, are these the most powerful nations in the world having this conversation? Yeah, right. And then you think, this is Zelensky. And then you think, this is Lucifer, like Sololinsky said. And you think, we better pay a close attention. God, what do you want us to do at a time like this? And we need to pray for the protection of the peace of Israel. But this is CBN News reporting on the response after the White House added another name in calling and ridiculing the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu.
Pat, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is on the defensive, saying he's under fire because he won't compromise the safety of his country. Those were his first public remarks after an interview quoted a senior Obama administration official calling Netanyahu a word that starts with chicken. The official told The Atlantic the good thing about Netanyahu was that he was scared to launch wars, but the bad thing was he won't reach an accommodation with the Palestinians or Sunni Arabs. Another senior White House official said Netanyahu is a coward on a nuclear Iran and won't launch a preemptive strike.
So calling him a chicken with bile after the name of it, calling him a coward. And you're thinking, you may think, And, you know, and I thought this early on, because this has been happening for quite some time. It happened in America. It happened to the church. It happened to every aspect of our society, I think. Now they're working in the Middle East doing it. This is just Saul Alinsky tactics. The question is, what are they trying to do? Because that's what's being said. But why are they trying to provoke Israel? Well, remember, they're working on ISIL, which is the Levant, which is a caliphate that surrounds and includes, if they want it, they would want, if they got their way, Israel being in an Islamic nation, those nations there. And so the president says that the Middle East needs to be organized. Those are key words for anybody that understands Saul Alinsky, you know, Marshall Gantz and all of them. We need to organize the Middle East. I mean, this is intense organizing. And hopefully, you know, if you go to VFN Torch and just look at related articles to this, you're going to see, you know, that I've talked about this for quite some time, but I was a community organizer and I know how this stuff, you know, works, but it's just basic carnality. I mean, if you're led by your flesh, you think you're in control, but the truth is you're a slave. For whoever we obey, that's who we're a slave to. So if you follow your flesh, you know, how many people say, you know, I'm determined what's going on in my life. And you're walking, man, you are a slave to money. You're a slave to this or a slave to that person. You don't follow, you know, you're not leading nothing. And because he says what Jesus said, the word of God says you're a slave to whatever you obey. And so if you're not spirit led, you'll be organized. You may be, parents are organized all the time by their children. I mean, their children are. You know, how many these tactics of Alinsky, and I don't have them in front of me right here. Maybe you can pull up those tactics in front of me. But how many parents have been ridiculed by their kids for the decisions they're making and raising their children, and then they're organizing and polarizing the whole family against their dad or against their father, and they're building this whole group and saying, you know, we want to nudge them this way and find people that are in agreement. You know, I talked to Bobby's dad, and Bob's dad said that they get to go to movies like that. I mean, the whole thing, and it's what it is. It's just sin. It's just sin. But when you're the biggest country in the world coming against, you know, powerful country in the world coming against Israel, and you're doing this to Israel, this is not over cookies or who gets to go see a movie. This is against God. And it's like, oh, my goodness, an open society and all these deceptive things and, using the law against you, and I mean, just on and on. All this is available for you on the VFN Torch. And so this is serious business. And what's really ultimately, I guess, the most intense factor here is that we have not yet suffered anything for all these things that have been done. Reportedly, you know, President Bill Clinton, when he was president, and the prime minister came to America, he did not, he was trying to pressure him, reportedly, allegedly, to agree to what peace in the Middle East and all that. And so he had him stay not at the White House. He didn't invite him to stay at the White House. That was just, that, I mean, that, at that time, that was major. You know, it's very disrespectful to a leader or whatever. But right after that is when all of a sudden Monica Lewinsky situation happened because we've all sinned. I mean, why did it come out after that? And it's like almost like God pulls the grace off of us. And next thing you know, it's like it was just amazing. And so those moments have not yet happened to America. That is a minor thing compared to what's happened again and again and again in the last, you know, 6 years to Israel. And to me, it's just like a big slingshot getting pulled back and 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 pulled back. And pulled back. You know, Israel's going to survive and the church is going to survive, but there's going to be some consequences, you know, for what's going on. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Yeah.